connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Hello again, everyone. Mary and I welcome you back to the New York City area with us. We're going to stay somewhat local for this segment as it's time for Destination Spotlight number 97, and we're headed out to Long Island. Located in our 11th state that was admitted to the Union back in 1788, known as Strong Island by the locals, well, that's going to be our focus today, and we're sponsored exclusively by Travel Pro Luggage.
Well, our Travel Pro is almost packed and ready to go as we head out for this week's big Let's Go America tour, Portland, Maine. And as a way to prepare for your own travels, they're offering 15% off summer savings site-wide at TravelPro.com. Robert and I travel with their Platinum Elite and Round Trip collections. Rudy likes the Max Light series, and one of the most important items to help ensure a successful trip is definitely quality luggage.
You know, folks, we have noticed way too many travelers using what we're calling junk luggage for their travels. You can do better, America, as Travel Pro Luggage is the choice of flight crews and in-the-know frequent travelers as they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties, and that's because they sell quality. Go get your special 15% off savings at TravelPro.com or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, Jones Beach, Fire Island, Montauk, wineries, trendy restaurants, antique shops. These are just a few places you're going to find on Long Island. And joining us on the show hotline to discuss this southeastern section of New York State is Kristen Reynolds, CEO of Discover Long Island.
Kristen, welcome to America's number one travel radio show. Nice to have you here for today's Destination Spotlight.
Thank you so much for having me. I can't wait to chat with you.
Well, we are going to do that right now. So, you know, when Mary was growing up, she vacationed with her family out on Montauk. I actually vacationed with my family in Sag Harbor. We've joked over the years. We probably saw each other playing on one of the many beaches. Who knew? But, you know, you have the largest travel audience available on national radio right now tuned in. The show's heard on a little over 490 weekly stations. Many people have many different opinions about Long Island. So here's your chance to tell America about the real Long Island from your standpoint. What do you love about it, Kristen?
Oh, well, thank you. Well, first of all, you're both very lucky and privileged to have vacationed in such amazing areas. I live here, and I don't even get to go there to Montauk and Sag Harbor.
They are beautiful.
It's incredible. And I'll tell you, I moved to Long Island for the position of Long Island Tourism 7 years ago from Arizona, sight unseen. So I came in, and I see it definitely from a visitor's perspective. And I tell you, it's something I don't take for granted. It's incredibly beautiful, and I think it's one of the most hidden secrets of a destination of any place in the country. People really don't have a clue what Long Island has to offer, and it's just spectacularly beautiful and very diverse.
100% agree. Well said. And I think I do want to give you an opportunity to touch on the wineries and the restaurants on Long Island, because even though we grew up going to Long Island, that area, the culinary area, has really grown over the years. Many top chefs in the city have locations on Long Island. I'm curious if the culinary and the winery piece, I'm sure the winery piece is really important in drawing visitors for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because, you know, Long Island has New York City on one end and then the Hamptons and the vineyards on the other. So from end to end, it's really completely different. And I was just out in the North Fork where the wineries are last night, and it's just, even as somebody that lives here, the sunset was so incredible, and I was at a vineyard, and there was all these chefs there, and it's just, it's really so beautiful. And breaking news for you and your listeners, Long Island and New York Wines are actually going to be a part of the prestigious Wine Folly Guide launching in the next probably 6 weeks.
Well, that's a congratulations.
Some of the most prestigious wineries in the world. And it's finally going to elevate the incredible quality of Long Island.
There are some excellent vineyards there. You know, across on the coast of Connecticut. We talk about that. People don't know about it. But, you know, listen, we've always felt, you know, summer and fall are the best times to visit Long Island. Many of the Jazz Age mansions, they've been converted to museums that people can enjoy. The drive out to the end of the island at Montauk is just beautiful. I mean, we could talk about a day at Belmont Racetrack. That's certainly fun. But you also have islands amongst islands, if you will. And what I'm meaning by that is Fire Island, Shelter Island, Jones Beach Island. I mean, talk about them a bit, Kristen.
It's so hard to explain Long Island, you know, in a brief time with people, because you're right, it is so diverse. We are the inspiration of the Great Gatsby. The Great Gatsby mansions are here. We have so much history, and we have one of the only car-free islands in the world, right? The car-free island of Fire Island, where you have to get there only by ferry. On Fire Island, there are 17 different communities in themselves. So there's a lot to talk about when it comes to Long Island, and what I love most, you know, it's the people, the New Yorkers, because it's got all this great, it's kind of like Martha's Vineyard and the Cape, but with the New York edge. You know, you get the good bagels.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
and you can appreciate
true.
That coming from Arizona.
So speaking of New Yorkers, I know a lot of locals go to the island. Do you get a lot of tourists that go to New York who also extend their trips to Long Island?
We do. We get a lot of international visitors in particular. And it's funny because a lot of people will come to the city, and you can get to Long Island on the Long Island Railroad right from Penn Station.
Right.
And then starting in December, and more breaking news, you can now get to Long Island Railroad connects to Grand Central. It's the first time.
Well, Kristen, you're helping us a lot on the show today. We appreciate that. All right, last question from us.
Yes.
It's the one we like to ask everybody on the Destination Spotlight. So I want you to share something surprising, maybe give us an interesting fact about Long Island that you think will entice our listeners to come give it a visit.
Well, it's hard to wrap it up into one, but one fun fact is that every lunar module that went to space was actually made right here on Long Island. And you can see the Hubble telescope at the Cradle of Aviation Museum. A lot of aviation and incredible Revolutionary War history here.
Kristen, that is something right now. I guarantee you people are not going to
miss them.
Very much appreciate the connection today with you. Folks, you can certainly find out a lot more about Long Island. Just go to the website, discoverlongisland.com. Have a great weekend, Kristen.
Thank you both. We'll stay in touch. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.
All right, well, there we go. Long Island, New York helps us officially, Mary, complete 97 in the series.
And it really is a hidden gem that a lot of people just don't. Yeah. They don't get it until you
go check
visit.
It out, folks.
Yeah.
It really is worth a visit to New York. That's a wrap for hour one of the program this week. One more hour to go until we're off to Portland, Maine for the big Let's Go America tour this upcoming week. After these messages, we'll all be back to kick off hour two and get back to talking more of everything and anything in the world of travel with you. Thanks for spending 120 minutes with us today. Stick around. We'll be back, or catch us anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.